This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, and this is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Another resource is launching in Indiana to accelerate entrepreneurship. This week, Rhonda Taylor, the statewide dean for Ivy Tech's Garrotoni School of Entrepreneurship and Innovation, joins us alongside Iris Hamill. Iris is executive director for Mishawaka-based RISE. That's Regional Innovation and Startup Education. Ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to get into this really exciting opportunity for entrepreneurs, and there's so much momentum behind entrepreneurship in Indiana. It's very exciting. This is a great addition. But first, interested in both of your backgrounds and how you got to where you are. Rhonda, if you could kind of lead us off here, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into this position.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I have always been entrepreneurially minded. I started my own business as early as the sixth grade. I actually had three businesses. I was a tutor, and I also was a babysitter, had my own babysitting services. And then I also sold candy to my peers at school. And that spirit went all the way up through college until I decided to actually start my own daycare, which I had running for 10 years before my position at Ivy Tech started to grow and get more into the leadership role. Because of my entrepreneurial experience, when it was time to start a new program at Ivy Tech at the Indy campus where I was, I was one of the ones that was asked to, you know, spearhead that whole, you know, production there. And that was now 9 years ago, I want to say. And it's just been, you know, hitting the ground running ever since. And, you know, I've been the statewide chair. I've been the program chair, department chair for entrepreneurship, all while running businesses and just helping students to get started. So yeah. I met Iris, and she'll tell you, a few years ago, and, you know, we just kind of exploded with ideas. And that's how we became the Garrotoni School of Entrepreneurship and got that started. So
very good. Yeah. You're a great example of the need and the importance of starting young in entrepreneurship. Iris, talk about your background, because I think it's unique in terms of both education and business. How did you come to RISE as its executive director? And tell me about the organization.
Yeah, well, just a fun fact. I'm a fourth generation family farm kid. So this was an exciting opportunity. But I
perfect.
Really,
yeah.
From early stages in my life, farmers, you're always solving problems. You're resourceful. I was kind of the gopher around the barnyard that had to figure out how to fix things that didn't have the right tools to fix things with. But my mom also always had a side hustle going growing up as a kid. We were also, my brother and I were always doing things on the weekends, you know, just trying to earn extra money for our household. And so I think it was kind of planted at a very early age to be resourceful and think differently, think outside the box. So I do have a unique background. I worked in business and industry for several years outside of college, then decided I wanted to go into education. Worked in a pretty traditional high school for about 1 year and thought, this can't be it for me. But I had an opportunity to start an entrepreneurial middle school, and that really allowed me to kind of combine all of my passions for business, human growth and development and transformation. And then my husband and I actually started our own company in 2013. It's still running today. It's called Teach Me 3D. We teach kids how to use 3D modeling software. And from there, executive director to RISE actually helped found and start this organization 7 years ago with Larry Garrotoni. And it's been an incredible ride and journey. What I love about working with Larry is he puts his money where his mouth is and he goes to work. And so we really are constantly looking at getting to the root cause of opportunities or problems that exist. And then how do we work in the systems that are creating those barriers or blockages to help kind of release those? And right now, you know, entrepreneurship is our major focus. And a lot of the barriers that we identified really were in those early stages, the K-12 system. Ivy Tech has a lot of awesome opportunity in that space and being a leader and a thought leader. And so it just made sense that we start right here in our K-12 and Ivy Tech systems.
Yeah, Iris, the the impact of RISE is really pervasive in so many ways. Among them, a partnership I know you have with the Indiana Department of Education, right? In terms of really helping to spread that word of entrepreneurship and keep that momentum going.
Yeah, absolutely. We're with our work with Ivy Tech partnering to start the new school. Rhonda and I had a chance to completely redo the curriculum, the competencies, the courses, all the way up to an associate's degree. And it was through that work. And at the same time, Indiana Department of Ed was recreating the CTE, you know, current technical education courses. And so I got a call late a couple springs ago. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It's a pandemic brain, but asked if I would rewrite all of those competencies so that they'd be in line with dual college credit. So now in high schools, we're working with currently 25 high schools. We're slated to pick up another 70 this summer, where we're training and mentoring and providing curriculum and resources to high school teachers across the state. And students can earn a certificate of entrepreneurship, 16 dual college credits in high school,
wow,
in entrepreneurship, and start and run a real company. So that's what we're really, really excited to do.
Yep. Yeah, very exciting indeed. Rhonda, talk about the School of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at Ivy Tech. I remember when the announcement was made and thought to myself, that is a really big event, a milestone event, I think, for the college. What were the needs that were identified to make this addition to Ivy Tech and to make it really an important part of the Ivy Tech lineup?
So the first thing that I realized, and this was prior to meeting Iris, was that, you know, though the program was excellent, it was all theoretical in you know, practice. And students were not graduating and actually going on to start a business, or had a difficult time in starting a business because we didn't actually teach them how to start up a company. Okay, we taught them how to run a company. And so the big need was, What were the gaps in being able to get them immersed in the community and getting them the skills that they needed to actually get a startup running? And so with that, and then I met Iris, and she had the missing puzzle, missing piece to the puzzle. And it was between that and the collaboration with the Garrettoni Foundation. They were very generous in giving a donation to help start the Garrettoni School of Entrepreneurship Innovation. And with us rewriting that curriculum and being able to move from theoretical to applied and actually helping the students launch their business while they're with us here at Ivy Tech, and immersing them into the ecosystem, the entrepreneur ecosystem, to help them, you know, build that platform.
Yeah, Rhonda, what's the reaction been? I've got to believe that the addition of this of school is really interesting and really connects with potential students.
Yes, it's been a very exciting adventure. There's a lot of people that get it, and they understand. They understand the connection between this being successful and us improving our economic development within the community. And so we have everyone from the community and all levels of Ivy Tech and Iris's foundation, all of that, you know, coming together to make this a success. So it has really been very exciting for everyone for this whole adventure.
Yeah, Iris, talk a little bit about RISE and RISE's involvement in the launch of the school.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Rhonda and I we built it from the ground up. So I was coming, how I met Rhonda was identifying some barriers in the K-12 system. And we just noticed, Indiana is ranked 47th, 45th, depending on what statistic you look at for producing entrepreneurs. And I really think there's a missing link on that initial, like, get people interested in early. But then give them actually real meaningful work and get them connected to real people in the community so they can do that work. And so Rhonda, it was nice because we had perfected our model. You know, Larry and I started 7 years ago running very much community-based entrepreneurship programming in the South Bend Elkhart region. We're able to kind of master that model in terms of getting students radically connected to their communities and then actually take that model and package it and work with Ivy Tech. So we have a really close partnership with Ivy Tech and any of our high schools where you're not just buying a curriculum off the shelf, you're actually getting just-in-time consulting year-round from RISE. We have entrepreneurs, community builders on our staff. We have guest speakers that we can rely on for expertise. And so we provide schools, Ivy Tech included, with the resources. We help them identify the right people to hire to run these programs. We have curriculum. We do weekly mentorship calls, which are critical in this different way of educating, where students are doing real work, building real companies. They're at different stages at different times, just as they would be in the real world. And so kind of that mix of hands on, our goal is to help them get to where we are in year seven, in year one, you know, and really work with them to kind of just accelerate the clumsiness of building something new, because it's always clumsy in the beginning.
Rhonda, give me an idea. Give us an idea of what students can expect from the program, especially students who are thinking, do I want to do that? What are they going to, how are they going to engage in the process?
Absolutely. So one of the things I tell students when I'm giving them information about the program is that this is not your typical college course. Okay. This is not something that you're going to expect to come in and be lectured to for 3 hours. You're going to read a textbook and take some exams. We're doing real work and we're actually trying to help you start your business. So we will work as hard as you. A lot of this is self-directed. So the students come to us with their ideas and we then help them flesh through those steps. We do an elevated design thinking process that was coined by RISE, and that's the curriculum that we use. And we do a lot of, you know, entrepreneurial mindset. We do a lot of personal development for the student to get them to where they need to be. And then, of course, we give them the academic part of it, of learning how to do a startup. You know, they can expect to actually launch their business if they've done the work during the program, which is a 9-month program. And so we can actually help them launch. And then if we've done our job, then they're well connected in the community. So when they're done with us, they have a really nice platform to step out onto and continue that work in their business.
Wow, that is very exciting indeed. Iris, I know you, both of you are big proponents of starting that entrepreneurial journey, if you will, at an early age. Talk about that. Why it's important to really get that that entrepreneurial mindset, I guess you will, at an early age.
Yeah, I'm super passionate about this. We are actually now working in the K-8 space in St. Joe County as well with Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, having started an entrepreneurial middle school with little kids, you know, running businesses around the community on their bikes, to the, you know, college and community members we're serving, entrepreneurship can happen at any age. You know, it's to help people create something that doesn't exist, to have a resourceful mindset, know their strengths, know what they're good at, know their blind spots. And that can happen at any age. And I think that is such a misconception in the world today that you have to be a certain age or at a certain level of academics to be able to start a business. And it's like, that is so not true. There are kidpreneurs out there just crushing it, you know, right now, running massive companies with their little ideas that they turned into something. So I'm just so excited about the work that we're doing statewide with Ivy Tech and the stuff we're testing with Boys and Girls Club in the kindergarten. I'm just thrilled. It's coming together. And I think in the state, then Rhonda and I are also connecting these educators from across the state using a platform where we can all share best practices, share ideas, curriculum and resources. And so the idea really is, and this is a Larry phrase, but rising tides lifts all ships. Though entrepreneurship is highly competitive on the education side, it's like, what can we do to just keep ramping this up, collaborate with what already exists in the state? Because there's so many great resources in our state as well to help entrepreneurs. So.
Yeah. Hey, Rhonda, I'd like to kind of understand your long-term vision, your ambitions, your goals for the Garrettoni School of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. As you look out into the future, what would you like to see this school become?
I definitely want it to be a place where everyone in the community can come and learn what they need to learn to start their business, to scale their business, to sustain their business. I definitely want it to be a pillar of influence for higher education and also for the high schools, and being an open pipeline between the high schools and the community and Ivy Tech, so that we can work together openly and help those who want to actually start their business get it done at every level. And I would like to see us, you know, provide real funding and also build out that innovation piece for the school, and giving more information on what they can do. And then just changing the paradigm of what entrepreneurship is and how effective and how much we really need to grow it and spend some time focusing focused in that area in the community.
Well, the Garatoni School and RISE, two organizations squarely in the middle of this momentum around entrepreneurship with two great leaders, to be sure. Rhonda Taylor, the statewide dean for Ivy Tech's Garatoni School of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. Iris Hamble, the executive director of RISE, the Regional Innovation and Startup Education. Thank you both for taking the time to be with us. And again, thanks for all you do to promote and to drive entrepreneurship in Indiana.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. Get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. While there, you can also access our entire library of archived episodes. And you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.